From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, Dex here. September 2nd. What actually moved in crypto? 5 stories. No hopium. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. Cordia AO plans emergency hard fork after validators draw excess rewards. Cordia AO is gearing up for an emergency hard fork after validators pulled in excess rewards. This situation underscores some of the vulnerabilities that can crop up in complex blockchain systems. It's a reminder that even the most robust networks can face hiccups that might shake investor confidence and impact the overall stability of tokenomics. This hard fork is meant to address the issue and restore balance, but it also raises questions about the governance and oversight mechanisms in place. If you're watching the Cordia AO ecosystem, this is definitely a moment to keep an eye on. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Cordia AO, link in show notes. Next, second, from Cointelegraph. Cordia AO plans emergency hard fork after validators drew excess rewards. Cordia AO is moving ahead with an emergency hard fork after some validators managed to claim more core reward than intended. They assured everyone that the situation is under control and that this upgrade won't roll back any transactions or affect user assets. So, no panic there. The issue was limited to reward issuance, and Core noted that malicious validators can no longer access those excess rewards. They plan to provide a technical postmortem to clarify what happened, but details on how much Core was issued or how long this went on are still under wraps. In response to the incident, several exchanges like Coinbase, Bithum, and Coinon have paused transfers and withdrawals for Core, citing security concerns. Bitget and L Bank have also put a hold on deposits for various reasons related to the incident. It's a bit of a mess right now, but Cordia AO is working to ensure everything is safe moving forward. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Core, link in show notes. Up next, third, from B in Crypto. These three factors are whipsawing Wall Street and Bitcoin. Wall Street logged its third consecutive losing session Tuesday. Fresh U.S. strikes on Iran sent oil surging, and CNBC Jim Cramer says three forces now keep the market, including Bitcoin, volatile. The Dow fell 419 points and the Nasdaq dropped 1%. Both slides reflect geopolitical shocks, bond market stress, and a hawkish new Fed chair. The 10-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.79%. Three forces rattling Wall Street. The first of the three factors is Iran. Renewed U.S. strikes near the Strait of Hormuz pushed Brent crude up 4.6% to $95.70 a barrel Tuesday evening. US. And then, fourth, from B in Crypto. Strategy CEO says Bitcoin buys come down to capital costs, not price. Strategy is buying Bitcoin again, but according to President and CEO Fonla, the decision has little to do with where Bitcoin's price sits. Was said the math behind Strategy's renewed purchases comes down to cost of capital, not market timing. Why Bitcoin buying comes down to capital costs? Strategy's resumed Bitcoin purchases followed a 10-week pause spent shoring up its balance sheet. We compared the underlying calculation to financing a data center build-out. Land and energy costs have climbed, he said, even as the cost of raising capital stayed low. Next, fifth, from B in Crypto. Crypto bettors give Democrats 51% odds to sweep the midterms. Cryptocurrency-based prediction platform Polo Market now gives Democrats better than even odds of sweeping both chambers of Congress in November. Trump's approval ratings are sliding, and gas prices just hit a fresh record. The odds have moved fast. A Democratic sweep sat at just 26% a year ago and 45% 1 month ago. Democrats gain ground as Trump's support slides. Polo Market's 2026 midterms market, called Balance of Power, puts the odds of a Democratic sweep at 51%. The House looks decided, with Democrats holding 8-9% odds. The Senate is closer, with Democrats at 51%. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Slate. Leaked compliance records shatter anonymity of 291 crypto users by matching names directly to wallet activity. The Pocket Bitcoin breach exposed more than email addresses and support conversations for 291 customers, the company said. Some copied records linked real-world identities to public Bitcoin activity. The finding expands the scope described in the Swiss non-custodial Bitcoin services org. 21 disclosure. In an org 31 update, Pocket Bitcoin said correspondence with partner banks contained varying combinations of names, postal addresses, Bitcoin addresses used for transactions, identity document copies, and source of funds records. And then, seventh, from Bitcoinist. MoonPay launches PayBox tool for crypto payments inside Grok AI chats. MoonPay has launched PayBox, a payment tool designed to let crypto transactions happen directly inside Grok AI chatbot workflows. It is a neat little glimpse of where consumer crypto may be heading. Not another standalone wallet app. Not another checkout page buried three clicks away. The idea is much simpler. Let users move from chat to transaction inside the same flow. That does not mean MoonPay has suddenly turned Grok into a crypto exchange, and it should not be treated as an official XAI partnership unless MoonPay says that directly. Next, eighth, from Crypto Slate. Stopping a blockchain doesn't always recover stolen funds. What actually happened when three networks pulled the plug? Three blockchain networks stopped producing blocks within 4 days. Each blockchain halt used different emergency powers, and Kronos alone also replaced part of its canonical history. Kronos said validators halted the network by consensus after an exploit affected Tectonic, restored the chain to state from before the incident, and resumed production from block 90,896. 6189. The action replaced state as well as stopping production, transactions, and state changes that existed only after the chosen restore point no longer belonged to the restarted canonical chain. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Slate, Circle processed $32 trillion in USDC transfers, yet 95% of its revenue relies entirely on interest rates. Adjusted USDC transfer volume reached $32 trillion in 2026 through Coinmetrics' August measurement, with each dollar of supply earning to over 741 times an annualized rate. Those figures signal reach and settlement intensity. Circle's second quarter revenue, however, remained dominated by yield on the assets back in USDC. For the 3 months ended June 30, reserve income supplied $667.7 million of Circle's $701.3 million in total revenue and reserve income, or 95.2%. Transaction revenue was $5.3 million. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your baby. Bill me today. Give you seconds.